The Iowa caucuses are one of the first nominating contests on the presidential primary calendar. With 2 years until the next one, the national Democrats who set the calendar seem ready to change it up. And things don't look good for the Iowa caucuses. Here's Clay Masters from Iowa Public Radio.
First off, reminder, caucuses are much different from a primary. The state party runs them. People gather at a set time on a cold winter night in high school gyms or church basements. Democrats have to move around the room to show support for their candidate. John Deeth serves on the executive board for the Johnson County Democrats, the state's most reliably blue county. He won't say Iowa should lose its place, but he's done standing up for the caucuses.
The first thing we tell them to do is stand in line for 45 minutes, then go stand in the corner for 3 hours so that you can vote. And they come out of there with a terribly, terribly negative impression of the local party.
The criticisms of the caucuses are nothing new. They're cumbersome, they can be hard for people to attend, and they're time-consuming. Other Democratic contests in the country have moved away from caucuses, and the smartphone app fiasco in Iowa only added to the call for changes. Those changes were discussed Saturday on a virtual meeting of Democratic National Committee members. Yvette Lewis is a DNC member from Maryland.
Any hint of suppression or exclusion, whether intentional or incidental, we need to look at and make sure that we are not guilty of the same things that we are accusing the other side of.
Lewis said the total trajectory of the 2020 primary race changed in South Carolina when voters of color delivered a win for Joe Biden. That was after he finished fourth and fifth in the two much less diverse states of Iowa and New Hampshire. But Iowa does have Democrats who defend the caucuses. Deidre DeGier says Iowans know how to vet the candidates.
I've gone to other states, knocking on doors where candidates were going to have an event right there in that community, in that neighborhood. The individual would just have to walk across the street. But I knock on that door and I say, hey, you're going to come to this event tonight. Oh, I don't do politics.
DeGier is running for governor this year, and in 2020 was the state campaign chair for Kamala Harris's unsuccessful presidential bid. DeGier says the Iowa caucuses should stay first.
Do we need improvement in the caucus process? Absolutely. Do we need to expand the electorate and get more people there, whether they be folks that just can't commit because of the time, or they be folks that can't access it because of a disability or anything else? Yeah, we've got to rectify that.
Iowa Democratic Party Chair Ross Wilburn says he has work to do in educating the DNC after the meeting last weekend. Wilburn is the first black chair of the state party and also a state lawmaker. He says the party can't just move its caucuses because of a state law.
They made it seem as if it was just, well, a choice. You can choose. It's not a choice. It's an Iowa code here.
And Republicans who have not shown the same interest in changing the calendar control state government here. Wilburn says it's still a discussion and no decision has been made yet.
There's the expression, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Well, maybe it's a 10K because we're in 2022 and they've started their conversations.
But with President Biden's approval ratings down and his party fighting to hold on to thin majorities in Congress this midterm, National Democrats will have to decide how much they want a debate over the calendar on their hands. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.